As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it. Today, let's contemplate the tenderness of Jesus' heart. He approaches the city and he weeps. This was his beloved city, the city of his ancestors. Since he was a boy, he had traveled 3 times a year for the great pilgrimages and religious feasts in Jerusalem. We remember the scene when he was 12 years old. His parents were returning in the caravan, and after 3 days they didn't find him. He was there in his father's house. We can reflect on the fact that as God, it was he who established his dwelling place in that city, in the temple. He gave precise instructions for the construction of the temple. He gave the throne to David and made a promise to his descendants. And according to the flesh, Jesus is one of the descendants of David. That city belonged to him. He loves that city, unlike any of us have ever loved our native place. And yet, that city had rejected him. He came to rescue them. He, their true king and shepherd, came to lay down his life, and yet they didn't recognize him. They rejected him. He couldn't and he wouldn't save them against their wills. And so he foresees the consequences. They'll be cut off from him. And they'll also suffer other consequences. He foresees the violence that will end at the hands of the Romans. He predicts very clearly in the destruction of the city. And in fact, the city was destroyed in 70 AD. The Romans encircled it, cut it off from all supplies, starved the people, and then eventually penetrated and destroyed the city, including the temple. Well, today let's contemplate Jesus weeping first. Let's contemplate his tenderness, his love. And we could ask, what grieves God today? What might he weep over? And then we ourselves can join our lament to his. We could lament with Christ the darkness or the suffering that we see in our cities, or the rejection of God. Let's ask him today for his heart for our cities, and also ask him for its blessing and redemption, that he would continue to seek the salvation of the place where we live, and that he would use us as instruments to bring his light.